Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Our text is the gospel lesson from Mark chapter 9. And I think of those words of our Lord Jesus. After he casts out, when he was going to cast out that spirit, and he says basically that this kind can only be driven out or can come out by prayer. This is our text. Jesus, along with Peter, James, and John, they were on their way back from the Transfiguration at the beginning of today's reading. And the other 9 disciples, well, they were at the foot of the mountain waiting for their return. And while they were waiting, a father brought his son to see Jesus. You see, an evil spirit tormented the son, and the father wanted Jesus to remove it. Now, if a father came to you with this request, I think you'd have every right to be more than a little bit bewildered. On the other hand, though, the disciples should have been able to help this father and his son. I mean, the difference is that earlier on in his ministry, Jesus had appointed the 12 so that they might be with him and so that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to cast out demons. Well, the fact is, Jesus has not given you or me this authority in the same way that he gave it to those disciples. I mean, the disciples had received this authority, and so they should have been able to drive the evil spirit out of the boy. But nevertheless, they were unable to help this boy. And there were also critics down there at the foot of the mountain waiting for Jesus to come down. And by this time in his ministry, the scribes and the Pharisees, they always sent a few of their people to keep an eye on Jesus. So when the disciples failed to drive the demon out of the boy, a few of those critics began to debate the disciples about the best way to drive out demons. And so when Jesus comes with Peter and James and John and returns to the other disciples, they saw a great crowd gathered around them and the scribes arguing with them. Well, Jesus, he asked what the problem was. And so the father comes forward and answers him. He says, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams, and he grinds his teeth, and he becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." Well, Jesus, I think, expressed his disappointment with the disciples in rather strong terms when he said, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." Well, Jesus had given the disciples authority over demons, and they didn't trust his promise. So his primary frustration was the disciples' lack of faith. And when they brought the boy to Jesus, the demon's response reminds us that every demon knows who Jesus is. When the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell onto the ground, and he rolled about, foaming at the mouth. I mean, it's just as the Apostle James wrote, the demons believe and shudder. You see, the evil spirit in the boy was terrified of Jesus. And although the demon believed in Jesus, it was the faith, the kind of faith that knew an eternal future of punishment. And the father also, he also had a kind of faith. Maybe it was the faith of desperation. It's as if he was thinking, I've tried everything else, and I've got nothing to lose by trying Jesus. And so he said, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Well, the father had enough faith to bring his boy to Jesus. But it was a faith of desperation. And Jesus' rebuke of the boy's father, well, that's gentler than his rebuke of the disciples. But it's still a rebuke. Because Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes. You see, the father trusted in his past experiences. Everything that he had tried before had failed. And he might have even expected disappointment once again. I mean, the lack of faith in the disciples and the father, they represent the two possibilities for the faith that comes by human power. The disciples, well, they began to have faith in their past success. The father began to have faith in his past failures. I mean, the disciples at one time had been able to drive out demons, but now they couldn't. And like many people who have had success, they began to believe that their success was based on their skills, their own abilities. And so they began to rely on their own power instead of on the true source of power, which is God. And like many people who experience God's blessings, they began to forget about God. The father, he had faith in a different kind of experience. No one had been able to heal his son. And he had placed his faith in many earthly cures, and he'd been disappointed. And I think when he asked for help, the disappointments of the past came through. He said, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. I think the world had disappointed him so many times that his request had no confidence, and he expected disappointment once again. And the struggles that the disciples and the father had with faith, I think that demonstrates that the war with the devil, the world, and even our own sinful human flesh, that war is constantly being waged against us. And one of the strategies of those forces out there, I think, is to convince us that we are responsible for our own faith. But the fact is, the truth of the matter is, if our faith truly did depend on us, then we would never have it. I mean, what does the Apostle Paul remind us? You were dead in the trespasses and sins. And dead people can't do anything, much less work up any kind of faith. And Paul also wrote, the mind that's set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it doesn't submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And do you understand this? From this we learn that not only is it impossible for anyone to produce faith within themselves, but that a person without faith is hostile to God. And the only way out of this situation is for the Holy Spirit to put our old sinful nature to death. And when Jesus drove the unclean spirit out of the boy, he said, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. You know, that corpse-like appearance of the boy reminds us that that old Adam, that old sinful nature in us, must die with all sins and evil desires. And then, just as Jesus took the boy by the hand and raised him, the Holy Spirit must bring forth a new man in us. And the faith that the Holy Spirit brings to life in us is a faith in Jesus, the same Jesus who drove the demon from the boy in today's gospel. And just as Jesus was the only solution for that demon-possessed son, I'm going to tell you that Jesus is the only solution for us, for you and me. And just as Jesus dealt with that demon in today's gospel, he also deals with the sin that's in us. He doesn't ask us to work off our own sin. Instead, he worked off our sins for us. He took our sins onto himself and carried them to the cross. He took the punishment of our sins on himself so that we don't have to suffer for them. And he conquered sin with his suffering and death. And then he conquered death by rising from the grave. And now he offers that cure for sin to all mankind. And that brings us back to the Father's prayer. "I believe, help my unbelief." And as Christians, when we pray this prayer, we're acknowledging that our faith is weak. We're acknowledging our utter helplessness. There's nothing that we can do to maintain it, let alone strengthen it. So we have to beg and cry out to God, to beg him to keep us in that one true faith until he finally comes to take us home to himself in heaven. And that Holy Spirit works to give us a faith that believes in God's grace. We believe in God's grace, not in our own works. And he calls us to believe in the one who is the way and the truth and the life. He calls us to believe in the one who drives out demons and who gives us true life instead. He calls us to believe in Jesus Christ. You know, if we're looking for faith to come from within us, it's going to fail. If we're looking for faith to come from the world around us, it's going to fail. Only the Spirit's gift of faith in Christ Jesus lasts forever. And it's only through that faith that Jesus gives us forgiveness of sins, gives us life, and gives us salvation. Amen.